Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk About Real Relationships, where we challenge the status quo on relationships and raise the bar on how we do them. I'm your host, Judy Graybill. So yeah, it has been a while since I've done an episode here. I think since July of 2022. So it's been a year and a half. And so the first part of this episode is going to be, where the heck have I been? And why am I doing this now again? So that's going to be part of this episode. And then, which I'll just tell you right now, as you can see from the title, I've been on kind of a health journey, and I had to reconfigure my life and my lifestyle around some health issues and take some time off. And, you know, like when life happens, it happens suddenly and in a big way, and that's how it happened for me. And I've learned a lot through this journey, and that's actually the second part of what I'm going to be talking a little bit more about today is how to support others through a similar through similar challenges. So it's interesting. Right after, like, my initial health journey actually started in May of 2021, and that's when, actually it was April, when all of a sudden a bunch of bells and whistles started going off in my body, and took me a few months to stabilize. I've never been one of those people to run off to the doctor at the immediate sign of anything, because I've always been a really healthy person. So most of the time, like, my experience has been throughout my life, it's just something you're going to get over. It is just something you're going to move through. And I feel like a lot of people can relate to this. I think this is part of the reason why a lot of people don't go to the doctor initially anyway. So yeah, after a few months, you know, like, I just did, not everything in my body went back to quote unquote normal. But I adjusted and kept going. But the health stuff was still there and it was slowing me down. And I did lose some productivity. I had to, you know, as I learned how to respond to what my body needed, the new needs that my body needed, I had to change my diet, change my lifestyle in order to accommodate. So it took a lot of, I had a real full life. I had a very full schedule. So finding time for education, for educating myself, finding, forced downtime, because for a while I had, like, very chronic fatigue and weakness and a lot of pain, and migraines forced me to take time off. As I adjusted, I had to take things off my plate. And so it took quite a while to reconfigure my lifestyle, change my diet, learn new recipes, learn new ways of doing things, learn how to pace myself, balance all the different things. And so then I was still producing. So in July of 2022, like, that was me getting back on the wheel and doing episodes again. And then I got frozen shoulder, which was very, very painful. And I had to take more downtime. And of course, I'm the type of person who's going to look underneath the surface of what's going on. And that took me down a whole nother road. So around this time, at the end of 2022 and the beginning of 2023, I did a presentation for the MindWell Retreat, the MindWell Collective. They did a retreat on how to maintain your relationship during illness. Now, mostly I was doing that as a support person for what I've learned as a professional on, you know, when I was caregiving for my mom, how I support my clients, how when they're supporting people through illness. And my very, very close friend who has struggled with diabetes for really the most of his life, probably almost 30 years now. So I learned a lot. But at that point, I actually thought my journey was under control. I thought I was on top of it. It turned out that I wasn't. And, you know, so I had to reconfigure again. And so here I am in March of 2024. I've taken a lot of time out, and here I am, and my intention is to do more of these issues. But during this time, what I realized is when I'm sharing my journey, my health stuff with other people, what I've learned is conditions are way, way, way more prevalent than what I thought. And how people react to them is varied. And, you know, what I learned is that we as a society, we don't really know how to support people. We think we do, and we're trying to be supportive, but it brings up a lot of fears in us. It brings up a lot of fears in other people. So, like, as an example, I've had a few people ghost me if I shared it in a text message or digitally. It was surprising to have people ghost me instead of acknowledging or offering empathy. A lot of people offer advice, which I get, because even though it's unsolicited, what I understand is that they want to help me. I mean, I'm sure I'm the same way, and maybe you are, but not everybody wants advice. And, you know, when you're going through something hard, you get to the point, the more you share it, the more advice you get. So at some point you get tired out. So anyways, so that happens. So in order to keep these episodes short, I'm not going to go through all the specifics. What I do want to do is acknowledge this journey for both people. I want to acknowledge the journey, the pain, the challenges of the person going through the health challenges. I want to acknowledge the journey and challenge of support people who are genuinely trying to want to support others. I want to start the discussion on how to do it better. Because the other thing is, what I want and need to hear from other people is not the same thing that other people in their situation need or want to hear. So one of the things I feel like we all need to be more challenged in is validating. I mean, for me personally, I'd rather people just say, oh, wow, that sucks. I'm so sorry you're going through that. Honestly, for me, that's enough. Although I have had some few suggestions, and I like educating myself. So if you know how people react to things, that's helpful. So like I read books to help learn, and that's part of the reason why I don't necessarily want to hear people's advice. But again, everybody is different. You know, there are times when I do want somebody's advice, but unsolicited advice, maybe not so much. So this is what I wanted to start the discussion on, and I really would like to invite you to share your journey in the comments, maybe ask some questions. I would love to hear from other people on what is it that they want to hear. Like, I feel like this is such a prevalent issue that you, the listener, the few people who are listening to me right now, if anybody, are on one or other side of the coin. You're either, you know, somebody else who has a chronic health issue, or you yourself have a chronic issue. So whether you're sharing your story and wanting support or needed support, or you've been challenged to figure out what to say to somebody else, what did you do that worked? What did you do that didn't work? What is it that you want to hear? So I feel like if you add that in the comments, that can help other people who might come across this content. You know, I feel like this is going to be around for a while, so the content's not going to go away, and I'll read them, and I'm going to be writing more blogs. So one of the developments in my coaching career, this is a good segment, is I now offer coaching packages for individuals as well as couples. So, the timing of my whole health journey kind of coincided with the time period when I was pivoting anyway. So I started my career helping step families, and I have an interesting, challenging step family experience, which I affectionately call my dysfunctional step family experience. But as if you know me, you know that I'm not currently in a step family anymore. And there are tons and tons of step family professionals who are helping that segment of people. So I have decided to pivot my coaching career to help more with toxic relationships, unhealthy dynamics, moderate to high conflict relationships. And I was doing that for couples. But one of the challenges, a lot of times, only one person is showing up to do the work. And if only one person is doing the work, then a package for the couple kind of isn't going to work for everybody. So now I have a package to help individuals as well as couples. So the process is the same. I finally created my 4-step process. This is a process that I started learning back when I started my coaching career 16 years ago, and have refined over the years. I finally dissected what I do and put it into a 4-step process. And I do that same process for individuals as well as couples. I'm also writing blogs again. The whole advice-giving thing is what's on the agenda this week to be. I have 2 to 3 blogs in the works that I'm working on that will be published. The first one at least will be published this week, maybe 2. And a third one next week. Again, very timely, relevant topic. And I feel like it's important. That's pretty much what I wanted to say today. And anyone who showed up to listen, thank you for listening. And just want to say, I'm back, and if you're going through a similar journey, I'd love to hear from you. All right. I'll be back soon with more on this topic. Have a great day and keep smiling. Thank you.